Okay, let's start the next sugya. Another difficult sugya, but it's fundamental. Says the Gemara, Gufa. Let's learn this Gemara together. Gufa. Amar Rav Chisda. Says Rav Chisda. Moide Reb Nechunya ben Akona. Reb Nechunya ben Akona agrees. Begoinev chelboi shal chaveiroi v'ochloi. If he steals the chelev of his friend and he eats it, shu chayev. There's no kam lebed ravine, even though when he eats chelev, he's chayev karis. Nevertheless, there's no kim lebed ravine. Why? Shekvan is chayev b'gneve, kodim shiavoi lida isse chelev. Because he's chayev ready b'gneve before he comes to the isse chelev. Because gneve is chayev when he steals it. The moment he's chayev right away. Isse chelev is only chayev when he eats it. So therefore, there's no kam lebed ravine. Sigmar says, Lema pligid Rabbi Abin, say that he argues in Rabbi Abin, Domer Rabbi Abin, because Rabbi Abin says, Hazoy reik chetz mitchilas arba lesoif arba. If you throw an arrow, you shoot an arrow from beginning of four amas to the end of four amas on Shabbos, v'kora shirayin valichosoy, and as it's shooting through the air, it rips to shreds somebody's silk, potter. We say you're potter. Why? Shakira tzorech hanochi, because the akira, which means the shooting the arrow, when it leaves your hands, the akira, the time when the arrow is oiker, leaves your hands, tzorech hanochi. The purpose of that is that it should drop, which means we know by Chiyuv Shabbos, you chayiv when you make an akira, haitzah, you chayiv when you make an akira, and hanocha. So therefore, Akira tzorech hanochi, the reason why your potter, when it shreds the silk along the way, is because, says Rashi, Akira tzorech hanochi, hilkoch, apagav de chiyuv momen mikame hanocha asya, even though you're not chayiv Shabbos until it drops, that hanocha is made, four amas later, and the money you chayiv, while it's in mid-air, it's ripping the silk to pieces, potter, you're still potter. Why? Since this chiyuv moment happens between the akira and the hanocha, it makes the akira, it trips, it breaks the silk, and then it makes the hanocha. And therefore, misa v'tashluim boin ke'echot. Why? Ke'akira tzorech hanochehi, u'mahi shaito ischalo lo melocha. So from that point, Rashi says, the melacha starts already. Rashi seems to indicate that the reason why this kim lebed rabine, if you shoot an arrow of a kore shirayin balichosa, because since akira tzorech hanocha, so from that point on, the melacha started already, so therefore the chiyuv misa started already. So if the chiyuv misa started already, in the midst of the chiyuv misa, you're ripping somebody's silk to shreds, that's a chiyuv moment, hence you have kim lebed rabine. So the Gemara says, so if you see that, akira tzorech hanocha, and therefore this kim lebed rabbi minei, so let's say the same thing over here, when you steal somebody's chelev, and then you eat it, hochanami, let's say over here, hagbah tzorech achilohi, say that you're picking up the piece in order to eat it, that's part of the maisa of eating it, and therefore, Even though the chiyuv moment happens at the time of hagbah, but it's tzorech achila, and you should have kim lebed ravminei. Meaning the hagbah, true that is the maisa stealing it from the friend, but that's also the beginning of the achila, and hence you should be potter because of kim lebed ravminei, just like you can say akira tzorech hanocha. So Gemara says hachi hashta. What do you bring your raya? Hosom I efshal anocha b'lo akira. Hacha efshal achila b'lo hagbah. There's no shayla. Over here, akira and hanocha, one is dependent on the other. In order to be chayiv the melacha, you're not chayiv the melacha until you make both an akira and hanocha. And therefore, clearly, that's all part of the maisa iser, and there's kim lebed raminei. Hacha efshal achila b'lo hagbah. Here you can eat it without picking it up, because after all, you can stoop down and eat it without making a hagbah. So to say hagbah tzorech achila, and it should be kim lebed ravminei, clearly you do not say. So if you look in the Rashba, That's the way I think Pasha Pshat is. The Rashba, number one on the sheet, next page, learns like that. Lahed, you're looking at Rashba. The Chayiv Kores. You Chayiv Kores. Why? The Ein Chiyu Vachila Tluya B'Hagbah Klal. Because the eating has nothing to do with the Hagbah. Masha'inkin B'Zerik Chetz. Di'ef Shel Chiyu Mave Meshut Shuz B'Lo Yakir V'Anocha. In order to be Chayiv the Shabbos, the Misa, you need an Akir and Anocha. Oy der Chavor, oy der Zriki, nami der Gere, the Binkach, Binkach, Akir and Anocha Yesh. Ha b'loy Akir and Anocha, ein Achay, v'ilkach, and therefore, me'idon hagbo, his chila lo haitzo. In other words, from the time, well, that's later on the Gemara, but Akir and Anocha are considered one thing. Aval achila, im ho ye'ef shaloi lo oichlo, b'loy hagbo klal, chayiv. Shein achiyuv, ela b'achila levada, the chiyuv, Misa, by eating the chalef, it's only the eating. You don't need agbo. Hilchah lehuscha leiser atchas achilas nimse shechiyav mamon balai koydem shumischayim benefesh. That seems to be poshup shot in the way Rashi learns it. The problem is that the Rishita Mekubetes has a very good question. He says, wait a second. The Gemara in the beginning knew akira tzarech hanochem. Right? The Gemara knew that. That the chiyuv melacha doesn't start until you need both. Even though you're not chayiv Shabbos until the hanacha is done, but akira tzarech hanacha, clearly the Gemara knew that's part of the ma'is avera. What's the hava mina to say that hagbah tzarech achila? There's no ma'is avera by the hagbah. The ma'is avera is achila, right? Hagbah is stealing. Hagbah not tzarech achila in the same vein as akira tzarech hanacha is. So the Pnei Yeshua says no. That was the Gemara's teretz. The Gemara never had such a havamina. Shita Mekubetes, look at number 8, doesn't like it. Look at number 8. Shakira tzerech anochi, l'chayra mashma, dochi koma. Shakira hoye tzerech anocha. The b'loi akira, yef she yischayv al anocha, v'akira v'anocha, heim heim, gufi achiyuv. Like the Rashba says. Meaning, akira and anocha, both the maise iser, and therefore this kem leib rabinei, v'kasha, dim kein, my boy leim eplid rababin. How are you going to compare it to Agba and Achila, the chalev that you're stealing, and then you're picking up to eat it? V'arib abim gufei galit haim v'shumach ein le'inya li'idr abchiz deklal. T'shani dr abchiz dein chiyav v'shchalev, abnei Achila v'vad. Abba zoig mishchav, de akir v'anocha. What's the hava mina? In meaning, zorak chetz v'kore shirayim, akir and anocha are both part of the maisha of chilul Shabbos. So even though it doesn't finish till the hanocha, akir v'tzorech hanocha, that's one maisha veira. I get that. Kim Levi Davinei. You're going to compare that to Hagbah Tzarech Achila? There's no Havamina that Hagbah should be part of the Maisa Veira. What's the Gemara even comparing the two together? That's the Shita asked. You're looking back in the Gemara. The Gemara says, oh, you're saying Hagbah, if you take the Chel of Yechayev on Gneva, because not at the same time, what do you mean, Korah Shirayim, that's Akira Tzarech Anocha? The Gemara says, yeah, Akira Tzarech Anocha, but Hagbah is not Tzarech Achila. So what's the Havamina? That's the Shita's question. Answers the tzitzit. Look at number 8. You understand the answer? I don't have an answer at all.
Maybe the hamin is, let's say you actually did eat the chalav off the floor.
Correct.
Right? So would you say kim le'ir hamin in that case?
We're going to get to that. There's a ritual about that. Wait, we're going to get to the ritual about that. Well, slow down. V'yesh le'ima says the shitim kuret. Let's first see what he says. Dochi perusha. Shakira tzerech hanochi. Why? Shemipnei tzerech hanochi hu she'oikeo. Because the reason why he's picking it up is because of he needs to afterwards drop it. Umahi shaita ischelolam locha pirush, mashachoyshev lasoiz basoif, the hainu lanuach, that you have to rest it at the end by throwing the arrow. Mishas achkira ischalo, the hodaita lako kede lanuach. In other words, that the only way to get to the hanocha. It's not because it's a Maisa Aveira, Akira and Hanocha is part of the formula for the Aveira, but the only way to get to the Hanocha is by making the Akira, so Akira is part of the Hanocha. Same thing over here. If your purpose is to eat it, so the only way to get to eating it is by picking it up. So Hagbah Tzarech Achila. I don't understand what he's saying. He's saying the words, he's saying that, granted, the Maisa Aveira is Akira and Hanocha, and that you don't have by Hagbah and Achila. But since I need to do Akira in order to make Hanocha, that makes it okay, that makes it a problem, that makes it Kim Levi Laminei. So to Avir, I need to do Hagbah in order to have an Achila. What is he saying? What are they arguing about? Makatufa. I want to know Pshat in the Gemara. I don't understand Pshat in the Gemara. Rashba, I understand. But in Ritva, the Shittim Kvetz has a good question. So then what's the Hanamina? So the Ritva says no. The Shittim Kvetz says no. I agree. Akira Nanoch is one Maisa Vera. We're not talking about the Maisa Vera.
Right.
We seem to be talking about that it's a necessary step to do Nakira for Anocha, so too it's a necessary step to do Hagbah for Achila.
Yeah.
So what have to do is Kamlei B'Ramine. Missing something. They're telling me something, Kamlei B'Ramine, and I'm missing something. What's the answer? You tell me, I'm putting it on the platter, basically.
No, no, no.
And what's the Rashba saying?
It's not one miser.
So what are they arguing about? I'm putting it to you. By the way, there's no sefer that says, okay, the Rashba is first, and then comes the Shittim Kvetz. I went through the whole sugya and I pulled out a Rashba over here that we can finish, and I put it together. I'm making it so simple over here that you're basically coming to the answer. But I'm trying to show you how did we learn up the machlokes Rishonim. Why is the Rashba learn one way, the Shittim Kvetz learns another way? That's one question horror over here in the sugya. Okay, let's bear it in mind. We're going to get back to it because we're going to learn the sugya the way, you know, the way we should learn the sugya. Next question. Dedigmar says, I think that has to do with the two questions is going to have Yisrael's question. Next part, Igmar says. Then Igmar says, okay, so Agbah is not the same as Achila. Number one, because you don't have to have the Agbah for the purpose of Achila. Meaning you can eat it without picking anything up, yeah?
I just want to understand Agbah for a second. By crawling and using your mouth, that's not Agbah?
So you're not making Agbah.
Well, what does Agbah mean then? You physically have to hold it with your hand?
Pick it up, yeah.
Pick it up? So yeah. It's a Maisa Kenyan that's...
What was that?
It's different type of Maisa Kenyan than if you would do with just dragging it into your mouth.
Hagbah, you're picking it up.
I know, but Hagbah doesn't...
But I'll tell you why. Because for the Maisa Gneva, you only chayv if you make Hagbah.
Okay.
So Gemara wants to say that Hagbah is part of the Achilles. Gemara said, no, you can technically do Achilles without Hagbah. So therefore, the Hagbah that you're doing is separate from the Maisa Achilles.
But at some point during the... When you're crawling on or whatever you're doing to eat it, you're not making a Kenyan?
Not making Kenyan. No, you're not making Kenyan. Therefore, it's not part of it. By the way, let me go straight to Yisrael's question. Tosfos has a question. Look in Tosfos, the boy gochim vachim. Tosfos says, well, wait a second. You don't have to pick up three tvachim. Peace because the matzah gimel to lehav egbo. Because you can technically, you know, pick it up. By the way, Rashi doesn't say that you go and crawl it. Begoy vachim means you can pick it up less than three tvachim. That's Rashi's shot. Less than three tvachim. So Taisa says, well, if it's in your hands, that's a kinyan by itself. You don't have to pick up three tvachim. So Taisa's shot is that you're crawling and you're eating it off the stick. That's one shot. Buha din, look by the star, Taisa says, right? First you can see Al Nirilari, Dach Pirushi, Boy Gach Machali, Mubarish Khan, Yachalu Lishkha, Tilfechva, Adbez Biliyasai. He can swallow it straightly from the stick without even picking it up even once. That's Taisa's teretz, what we just said. Then Taisa gives another teretz. I can tell you a case that you don't have to make a kinyan at all. Your friend sticks it in your throat. Such a case, you're not making a kinyan at all. Not that you're eating it off a stick, but your friend throws it, puts it in. Your friend puts it in your throat. There is no kinyan at all. So therefore, clearly, hagbah is not part of the ma'aseh achila. You can do it without making a kinyan.
Wait.
Without making kinyan whatsoever. Right? The Ritva, in number 3 on the sheet says, maybe I should have done the Gemara further, because the Gemara says, number 3, Vuad in the Motzlamei Medike Benayit Shoro Lechaveir Sechbiv, Dileman Da Omar, I Efsha Lahanocha Belei Akira, Hochenami Efsha Lachila Belei Achnosa Lepiv, Upotur. The Ritva says, no, in a case where if somebody puts it into your throat, that's not a scenario of achila without a hagbah. In such a case, there would be kamlei b'drav minei, because chewing it, swallowing it, is clearly part of the achila. Clearly part of the achila. So there seems to be another machlekes between Tosfos and the Ritva. Tosfos says that if somebody throws it in your throat, in your mouth, that's called a achila without a hagbah, and therefore you see you don't need a hagbah for achila. Because see, you can somebody put it in your throat and you didn't do anything. And the Ritva says, well, in a case where somebody puts it in your mouth, that's clearly part of the achila, and that's not a case where that's like akira tzayach anacha. So again, there's a machlekes Tosfos in the Ritva. I think as well, that was your question, right? If somebody puts it in your mouth, is that called hagvah tzayach achila or not? Tosfos says no. Ritva says yes. Again.
I don't understand the Ritva. Where's the Kumlev of Avinei? There's no moment of Gneva.
The moment of Gneva is that it's in your mouth.
No, but the guy who put it in the mouth, that was...
Yeah, no, that's last week thing. Yeah. But in a case where you can spit it out. In a case where you can spit it out. So in such case is the moment of Gneva. Says Ritva, well, in such a case, no. Then you taka would be potter to the Kumlev of Avinei, says Ritva. Why? Because even though you can spit it out, but you're stealing it. Right? So on the one hand, you should be chayiv money. On the other hand, no, that's hagvah tzerech achila, because you need to have it in your mouth in order to eat it. Says Ritva, such a case, you'd be potter because it comes levid rabbi name.
So what's the continuous mice? Are they eating the chewing?
I know, but the Ritva seems to learn that the fact that you're putting it into your mouth is tzerech achila. Tyson says, no, somebody puts it into your mouth, that's a case where you don't eat any hagvah and you didn't do anything. There's no kimle v'raminei, because you see, you can do achila without a hagvah at all. And the Ritva says, no, in the case where somebody puts it into your mouth, such a case is a scenario where it's hagvah tzerech achila, and you'd be potter because of kimle v'raminei. What's that machlokes? Similar type machlokes, what's that about? Let's continue the Gemara one more thing, and then I'll tell you the pshat. Continue the Gemara. So one reason why hagvah is not tzerech achila, the one reason why only akira tzerech anocha means you rip, you throw the arrow and it rips shirayim along the way, that's akira tzerech anocha, that's kim levi rabinei. Masha enkein, stealing the gneva hagvah is not tzerech achila. Not that one teret. Why? Because you can technically eat it without picking it up. Then the Gemara says, another teret, inami, it's underlined, in other words, in the case where you shoot the arrow, so once you shoot it, you cannot take it back. So it's considered one big action. One big maisa, one big action. You cannot take it back. But in the case of hadbah, tzerech achila, you picked it up, you can return it. So clearly it's not part of the achila, and therefore there's no case of kum levramei. Don't compare the two cases. Such a case, zorak shirayim, korah shirayim, zorak chetz, what's the case, korah shirayim, is a case of akira tzerech anocha. You cannot take it back, it's one action. Masha'enkein, in a case where you pick it up and then you swallow it, it's not hagvot tzerech achila. Why? Because you can take it back. Gemara says, "Ma'ike ben Heilish and Heilishna." What's the difference between both cases? Says Gemara, "Ike ben Ayu Hamarvi Sakin b'Shus Rabim v'Kore Shirayin Bali Chasoi." Not if you shot an arrow, but you're holding a knife in the Rishus Rabim on Shabbos. Look, you take the knife, you hold the knife, you pick it up, and you start walking Dal Damas. And as you're walking, you're shredding somebody's clothing. So if the svar is akira tzerech anocha and hagbah is not tzerech achila, so in a case like this, is it akira and hanocha? Are you potter from the shirayim? If you take the knife, you pick it up, and you walk dal damas, and you cut something before you hit the dal damas, are you potter from paying for the shirayim, for the thing? Yes, because akira tzerech anocha, it's the same thing. But if the svar is because hagvah is not tzerech achila. Why? Because you can stop along the way. You can spit out the food. So therefore, that's not part of it. So here also, when you're walking, you can stop by the arrow. You shot it. You can't stop it. Mashenkin over here. When you're walking, you could stop it. And therefore, there is no such a case. Akira is not tzerech anocha. In such a case, you'd be chayim on the shemaim. You don't have kim levi rabinei. Got it? Comes the haflow with the following question: why do you have to say a case where a person takes a knife and he's walking in the street and that's a nafka mina? Say a much better case. A person shoots an arrow, and while he's shooting the arrow, he goes and he rips somebody's clothing. Before the arrow hit Dal Damas, the person himself, not the arrow, shoots, destroys the clothing. The person himself goes and destroys the clothing. Look at number two. Bigmara the kore shirayim balichotsoi lichayra masha mahailishna the nokat zorchet shachet kora balichotsoi shirayin, that the arrow ripped the clothing. V'loikoma zorchevitz of shas alichas achevitz kora adam shirayin. Why don't you say that you threw an arrow? You threw something. And while you threw something, before it went alamas, you went and you ripped somebody else's clothing. One second. Why is it nafkamina? Same nafkamina. If the svar is akira tzarech hanocha, so the aveira started already from the time of akira, and I'm chayv nisa the whole time. Makes sense. So I'm potter when I rip somebody else's clothing. But if the svar is that you can stop, so I can stop over here also. I don't have to rip somebody else's clothing. So that should be an easy nafkamina. Why is it more to say that you take the knife, and while you're taking the knife, you can rip? No! You threw an arrow, and rather than the arrow destroying the clothing, you went and destroyed the clothing. It's the same nafkamina. That's the question. The That's the same nafkamina. In other words, why do you have to come with a new case? Took the same case. You threw the arrow, but rather than the arrow destroying the silk, you went and destroyed the silk. If the svar is akira tzarech hanocha, so it's kam leibid rab minei your potter. If the svar is that you could stop, over here also you can stop, and therefore you'd be chayiv. That's his question. Why don't you understand his question?
Because kim leirami kidei rishoso means for one action you can't get two punishments. These are two separate actions. I shot an arrow and
So what's that last question?
I don't know.
So what's our first question? Understand it. What's our first question? Got it. What's our first question? And what's the answer to it? To the first question. I hear your answer, but what's our first question? Where is he coming from? What's the shot? So I'll tell you what I think is correct shot, and I think it's a correct understanding to answer all these questions, and I think really we're going to build it in the depends, the yisoid we'll find in the Machlekes Rashba and the Shita Mekubetzes, how to learn the Havamina of the Gemara, that Akira Tzarech Hanocha, right? The Rashba says, well, the Gemara's question is Akira Tzarech Hanocha, it's all one action, Yechayev, it's all part of the Maisa Veira. And the Shita Mekubetzes says, no, it's not part of the Maisa Veira, but at the end of the day, it's all considered one thing. They're telling us yisoid in Kimle the Ramine. So I'll tell you what I'm going to say pshat like this. There's one more thing we have to get through, which is a Rambam. You know what? Maybe I'll do the Rambam at the end. Probably better, because it makes it easier. Fine. Make it easier if I do the Rambam at the end. Says Rav Naftali Trop. And he said like this. I'll get to the Rambam at the end, we'll answer the Rambam at the end. So Rav Naftali Trop said like this. Fundamental. That when the Torah tells us this Kim Le B'Drabine, there's two ways of understanding Kim Le B'Drabine. What's the pasuk shot?
That you don't get two punishments for one avera.
Right. Which means? What mean one avera? I know. Come on, that means you don't get two punishments for one avera. What do you mean one avera? What do you mean one avera? So there's two ways of learning. There's one way of learning is that once I am chayev misa, right? I did something, and I'm chayev misa. For example, he was bo'al al Naira, right? Elu Naira she'elam knas, right? Which ones? Bo'al bitoy. So he's chayev misa for the action that he was bo'al bitoy. You can't be chayev imamid. Why? Either the svar is you give him the big punishment already, it's included, the small punishment included already, or once you have a big chiyuv, we ignore the small chiyuv. But the concept being that if you're doing a big, if you chayev a big punishment, misa, you'll be potter from the smaller punishment. That's the potter pshat in Kim Leib and Amine. You chayev a big punishment, misa, you're potter from the small punishment, mamon. That's, right, whether it's a din on the bezdin, or not a din on the bezdin, whatever the pshat is, but you chayev misa, you're potter from mamon.
But it's one action.
Slow down. That's one pshat. Another pshat is no. Not because I'm chayev misa, and therefore I am not pshat that I'm, hold on 1 second, not pshat that I'm chayev misa, and therefore I'm potter from, 1 second. So therefore, according to that, the concept is, it's depending on the person. It's on the gavra, which means the person is chayev misa, the person who's chayev misa is not chayev vaman. I'm paying already. With the heavy punishment, I don't got to pay the small punishment. Is that the pshat? Or pshat is not? Seth, what's the other pshat? Not investing. If I do a maisa, which is a maisa, an action that's punishable by death, we don't look at the smaller action that you did. The maisa that was done, we can disregard the maisa that was done. It's not the gavra, the person who gets punished, a big punishment, we forego on the small punishment. But better yet, We look at the action that a person did. If a person did a ma'is aveira, which is, carries with it a heavy punishment, then all we see is the heavy action that he did. We don't even consider him doing the small action. That's the reason why he doesn't get punished, because a big ma'aser and a small ma'aser, the small ma'aser gets ignored, just receives on the chetzer, on the ma'aser itself. What was that?
That's far, then there's no such thing as let's say,
that might, by the way, that might be tolu, there's a machloikis if there is like that, number one. Also might be tolu, chayvim mitzvah shoygigin, might be dependent on those two pshatim. But at least, one second, but these are the two concepts, the basic two concepts in what's the name? In Kamle V'damine. Now, it could be that that's what this Gemara is all about. When the Gemara says, okay, Zorak Chetz, V'kora Shirayim, you threw the arrow, and then you ripped Shirayim along the way. Correct? You ripped the clothing along the way. So the Gemara says, Akira Tzarech Hanocha. What does it mean, Akira Tzarech Hanocha? The way the Rashba learns Akira Tzarech Hanocha means, we look at this person. When is he chayev misa? Right? Learn the first way. Kamlev Ramineh is a din on the chiyuv. When is he chayev misa? So Akira Tzarech Hanocha tells me that even though technically speaking you only chayev misa when it was hanocha, but Akira Tzarech Hanocha means the chiyuv misa, the chiyuv misa starts right away. One second. Where's my nafkamina? I had to put down. Oh, you see, that's my problem. I jumped ahead. One second. Oh, sorry. Before that. What's the nafkamina between both two pshatim? I had a five and I didn't put it over here. I put it on the bottom. That's my problem. Okay. What's nafkamina between both these? By the way, if you want to see it inside, look over here, number six. Naftali Shrub. Vanir bezeh, he starts with two and then one. Vanir bezeh, dinei bedin kimle bedrabi minei, yeshnei dinim. Number one, the ala maise shen is chayev ba misa, mischayev nami momen, damrin bezeh kimle bedrabi minei, de ein on yecholim chayev shnei chiyuvim al maise echot. In other words, he did an action. Which action do we look at it? Uvizeh ein shum chiluk im zeh la'odim echad l'shnei odom. The other point of it is shum kam ramnei, shum da maise shem is chayev aleo misa, ein on yecholim l'chayev amomin, v'chein mavur b'tayse. Which means, if you did an action that has a big thing and a small thing, we only look at it as one action. It's one maise, the maise that does misa, we don't consider a maise that does bomin as well, we just look at it as one maise. The second shot is, Afilu hoye shnei meisim uva achas b'schay misa v'al shnei mamein mikom kan brinim b'zeh kim l'amenei kim d'shnei chum tzichim locho lo leo k'achas v'anu dim kerem d'einu chum locho shnei chum k'achas, which means that you look at the person. Is the person chayev the big punishment? Then we don't make him chayev the smaller punishment. The nafka mina between those two pshatim is like this. What? No. Oh, haflo is nafka mina, exactly. One second. The nafkamina between both these pshatim is, if the halacha is, it's a din on the person, he's chayev misa, then even if he would do two maises, but it's during the time, it's at the same time, at the end of the day, this kimle b'ravine. Because even if he does two maises, the haflos case, where a person throws something in Rishus Rabin, so he does the maise, one maise of doing Misa, throws in Shus Rabim. And then he goes and he rips a shirt in the middle of Shus Rabim at the same time. So you're right, it's two separate Mises. But there's still Kim Levit Ravine. Why? Because he was Chayav Misa during the same time when he did a Momen. A person that's Chayav Misa, we're not going to give him a smaller punishment. You're right, there were two separate Mises. Who cares? The Kim Levit Ravine is on the Chiyuv. The person that was Chayav Misa, and once he's chayav misa, at the same time you want to be chayav mamon, at the same time when he's chayav misa, that doesn't work. That's the haflos case. In other words, when he goes and he throws something on Shabbos before it hits Dal Amos, if you say akira tzarech hanocha, that means it was considered one big chayav misa. At that same time he goes and rips something, you're right, it's a different misa. It doesn't make a difference. It's a chayav misa and a chayav mamon doesn't go together. You'd be potter kamlei v'rabinim. If, however, one second, Kevin, before, I mean, it had to be in between, yeah. If, however, you learn that kumle lamne is a din on the maisa, that means a maisa that does something big. For example, baal bitoy. So there's a maisa, two things. This maisa does two things. Number one, it makes you chayv misa, and this maisa makes you chayv knas. Oh, that you don't do. You don't do misa and knas on the same maisa. We just give you the big punishment on that maisa. That's only if it's one maisa. If it's two separate maisas, there's no kumle lamne. So then it wouldn't work, the case of that law. So clearly, there's two ways of learning kumle lamne. Now the question, the machlik is Rashba and Shita Mekubetzes, is when the Gemara says, Akira Tzerech Hanocha. In our case, you rip the Shirayim, and while it's traveling, or you throw the Chetz, while it's traveling, it rips the Shirayim. So now the question is, what is the Gemara telling us? Rashi learns, the Gemara is telling us, Akira Tzerech Hanocha, it's one Chiyuv. The Chiyuv Misa doesn't happen at the Hanocha. The Chiyuv Misa starts already when? At the Akira. So the entire time, you're Chayiv Misa. Comes the Aflon and says, oh, you're Chayiv Misa the entire time, then even if you go and rip something with your own hand, you should be potter because Kimli Lavine. Right? So that's the way Rashi learns. That's the way the Rashi learns. The Chiyuv Misa, Kakir Tzachanach, means the Chiyuv starts the entire time. By the way, so the Gemara says, if that's the case, so Hagbar Tzerech Achila, very simple. Hagbar is not Tzerech Achila, which means there is no Chiyuv Misa on Hagbar. You can't say Hagbar is part of the Chiyuv Achila. Achila is the Chiyuv, Hagbar is not part of the Chiyuv. Akira and Anocha, that's one Chiyuv. That's the way we learned Pashup Shat. So if that's the case, that's exactly the what's the name, the Haflah's question. I also understand the Ritva's question. Oh, and I understand the Tesis. Tesis says if that's the case, so even if you put it in your mouth, right? But the Chiyuv Misa by Chalev is only when you swallow it. You're right, you need to chew it in order to swallow it. But at the end of the day, that's not the Chiyuv Misa. You can't say that's the Chiyuv Misa. Hagbah, only by Akir and Anocha, where both of them are components of the Chiyuv Misa, is one Chiyuv. But Hagbah is not Tzerech Achila. Even putting it into your mouth is not Tzerech Achila. It don't make a difference. At the end of the day, that's not Kimle B'Raminei. Rashi is very clear. Comes along the Shita Mekubetzes and says, well, if that's the case, what's the Havamin even? Hagbah Tzerech Achila. Hagbah Tzerech Achila, there's no Havamin should be like that. Why? Because Hagbah is not part of the Maisa Avera, so there's no Chiyuv Misa from Hagbah. So what's more Havamin? Says the Shita Mekubetzes, no. That's not the Chiddush of Akira Tzerech Anocha. The Chiddush of Akira Tzerech Anocha is the other form of Kimle B'Raminei. Akira Tzerech Anocha tells me that it's considered one Maisa. Akira and Hanocha is considered one Maisa. The reason why you potter from Mamoin is only because it's one Maisa. Akira and Hanocha is considered one action. Therefore, that one action cannot be Chayav Misa and Mamoin. Hence, you potter from cutting the silk. If that's the case, the flaw has no question. What do you tell me? Well, if that's one action, so then, if you go, while you throw something, you go and you rip somebody else a thing, there's no Kimle B'Raminei over there. It's clearly two actions. Clearly, that wouldn't be a question. That's the answer to the flaw's question. Based on that, I also understand Tesis. Tesis says very well, by the way, if it's one action, so you might say, well, if that's the case, maybe Hagbah Tzerech Achila. Because if at the end of the day you need to pick it up in order to chew it, in order to swallow it, it's also considered one action. The action starts right at that point. So Sigmar says, no, Hagbah is not Tzerech Achila. Says Tosfos, yeah, it says Ritva. But if you stick it into your mouth, Tochav L'Tzerech, somebody else sticks it into your mouth, clearly you have to chew it in order for the purpose of Achila. Then it's Taka Potter, come Lebed Aminei, because that's all one mindset. That's exactly what the Ritva says. Yeah, somebody puts it into your mouth, that's not Hagbah Tzerech Achila. That's even more than that, because that is called one maisa and one action. Yes?
So according to this, let's say a rodeif who breaks something while he's chasing someone, right? He's called Kimle B'Raminei, right? So that only makes sense
if you learn the first way.
The second shot.
Why?
That a person can't receive two chiyuvim.
The first shot, you mean? Oh, the Naftali's second shot, correct.
Right?
My first shot.
But if
shot,
you say that
it's one maisa,
not one maisa.
You're correct. Correct.
Breaking the thing,
correct. I don't know how everything fits in with all the other sugyas. It could be right if it's not a regular case of Kimle B'Raminei. That's a whole separate question, right? Maybe that's all right over there when it comes to Sanhedrin. But anyway, but in our sugya, but now I understand the Shittim Kometzer, it makes a lot of sense. Shittim Kometzer says, we're not talking about the mais, the chiyuv, misa. Chiyuv misa, of course. There's no hakbod, it's not a chiyuv misa. Akira Tzerech Anocha, yes. But we're talking about one ma'isa. Achir and Anoch is one ma'isa. So if that's the case, Hagbah and Achila maybe is also one ma'isa. Must no, you can do Achila without Hagbah. Says Tosis, or says Ritvah, yeah, but you can't chew, you can't have Achila without chewing. So therefore, somebody putting it in your mouth, clearly, that's part of the ma'isa, and you'd have Kamle Vidame. That's the machlik, depend on the group. By the way, if you look at number 9, and number 9a says it's so beautiful. 9a says, Ulufidakr shel Rashi explains Rashi and the other chats. That by the achila, the main thing is the aver is the achila kunkirashi, the chiyuv. Vilu hagbah v'hachnos lepeh ze rak heichetim tzibalme. And I come on to Gemara, it's a similar dover, to show shagbah ain't a chelik metzah me'isu, the fact that the hagbah is not part of the isu because you can do without it. Right? That's one pshat. Mashenkin Tosef chat number 9a, not Tosef, the Sheet Mekubet says, Gam klapi achnos lepeh, v'nei she'ief shel achila v'lo achnos lepeh, avu sez achnos lepeh, enech enech betzim iso, elamucha midivreyem, she'pishu kavanat gemara, she'kol she'tchila samayse, muchach b'shmil gemara iso, which means, if you have to do that in order to have the achila, you have to have it inside your mouth, just like in order to have the hanocha, you have to have the akira, kvar yesh din komlin ramenei, al tchila samayse, gam im einar chelek, me'etzim iso. Even if the mice is not part of the Isser, the Achila and Agbah, you're right. Agbah is not part of the Achila. But inside your mouth, that's part of, you can't do one without the other. You can't have the eating it, swallowing it, unless you chew it first, unless it's inside your mouth. So that makes it part of the mice, and that will already be a tour of Kamle Vidamine. Those are the two concepts over here in the Sugya. Now I understand the Haflah, I understand these, what the Shita Mekubetzes and Rashi are arguing about. You understand the two concepts in Akira Tzerech Hanocha? It's in a nutshell. When the Gemara says Akira Tzerech Hanocha, and therefore your potter, what does that mean? Does it mean Akira Tzerech Hanocha? It's one chiyuv. Aveira starts already at the time of the Akira. If that's the case, Aveira starts and I'm here, I'm already mchuyev misa from that point on. Comes out flaw and says, if that's the case, even if you do something not with the arrow, you yourself go and rip something, you should also be potter, kim lei v'rabinei. Right? That's one shot. The Ritva, the Shidim Gubetzer says, no. If that's the case, what's the habit mean? Hagbah has nothing to do with achila. It doesn't make sense. He says, no, the kash over here is not because the kim lei v'rabinei, because the chiyuv. The kim lei v'rabinei we're talking about over here is the maisa, the action, one action that that's why you're putter from the small thing, because the action that caused the emisa is going to putter you from the moment if it's one action. If that's the case, the haflah is no question. But if that's the case, it makes sense. Maybe hasbah tzerech achila, which means that you're right, the action is the achila, but maybe hasbah is part of the action. You might say, no, hasbah is not part of the action. Says the ritva, okay, but the chewing clearly is part of the action because you can't swallow it until you chew. And therefore chewing is part of it, you talk to be p'tur of kamlei v'amenei. Okay, that is the two pshatim in the Gemara. Now let's go to the Rambam. I want to do the Rambam first, but let's go back to the Rambam. Tosfos asked a question. Tosfos says, listen to this. Let's turn to the first page. Tosfos. Akira Tzerech Hanocha. So at the end of the Gemara says, Halacha L'maisa, Akira Tzerech Hanocha. What does that mean? Akira Tzerech Hanocha. That means that if you throw the arrow, you putter from the thing that it ripped. Why? Because Akira Tzerech Hanocha, it's either one maaser, it's already the chi of mom and the chi of misa started right away, and therefore this kamlei b'raminei. Tosfos asks a question, kasha. Damrina b'meruba, the Gemara said like this, gonav u'mochar b'shabes the potter. The Gemara says, if a person steals and sells on Shabbos, so even though you chayev dal v'hei, you're potter. Why? Because kamlei b'raminei. Right? The Gemara says, gonav u'tovach b'shabes. That's clearly kamlei b'raminei, dal v'hei. Because Tvicha is the Maisa Chilo Shabbos, and Tvicha is when you Chayiv Dalvei. That's Kam Le'Ibramine. Gemara says, no, even in the case with Gonav U'Mochar B'Shabbos, you also potter Dalad Vehei. Why? What's the case? Going to Amalei, Zroi G'nei Voscha L'Chatzeri V'Tikni L'Chatzeri G'nei Voisecha. So a person steals a shor, and then what's the name? Or shor, or anything maybe, I don't know, anything you can sell. The halacha is if you sell it, you chayv dal v'hei. So how are you selling it on Shabbos? So the guy says, oh, you know what? Throw it into my chatzar, and then I'll be koinit. So by you throwing it to the chatzar, that's when you're making the mechira. to make the mechira at the same time when there's chilul Shabbos, because you're throwing from one rishus to the other rishus. Boom! You just hit. You come leave the rabbinate at the same time. Wait, so that's the Gemara's question. The Gemara says there's no kim leiv d'ramine because not at the same time. Uparich michi moti la'avi chatzeiroi koine umischai benafshoi mishum Shabbos lehavi atshetenuach. Right, the Gemara says that it's not at the same time. Yeah, the Gemara is busy with that. The Gemara says not at the same time. Why? Because once it goes into my chatzer of my thing, it's already called what's the name? It's already a Kenyan, and the Chiv Shabbos doesn't happen until it lands, until you have Hanacha. So it's not the same time. So Tzeis asks the Kasha, my poch, Vakir Tzer Hanachi. Right? So Tzeis doesn't answer Kasha, he blibes Shmer. He says, yeah, it must be the two Sugis don't fit together. Nice. So he says, not a problem. The problem is the Rambam. The Rambam passed in both ways. That's a problem. Look at number big bays. The Rambam says in Gneve, Perik Beis, Ram talks about in Halacha Aleph. Kva ba'anu b'hilchus nairo, shekoloi saveri sheish bo avay misa, bezdin, v'tashlumin, eidu mishalim, kam lebi d'rabmine, apa pisho yishoygek. Says Ram in Halacha Beis, keitzat, zorak chetz b'shabes, mitchilas arba l'seif arba, v'kora beget chaveiro bali chosoi, right? All that, etc., etc. Hareze potem v'tashlumin, sheish the Shabbos is Gneve, v'hezik bo'in ke'echot. So the Ram clearly paskins, that what? Akira Tzerech Hanocha. If you, Raman says, you throw an arrow and it breaks something along the way, Akira Tzerech Hanocha. Then the Raman says, in Halacha, hey, Gona Avu Mocha B'Shabbos. Oy Shemocha Lavoy Dezorah, Chayv L'Sham, Tashlumei Avocha Misha, She'en B'Mechira Misha. Now, because, whatever. Im Nas is Melocha B'Shabbos Be'ez HaMechira, but if, however, the time of the sale, the Chilu Shabbos was done, Potem mitashlumei avo v'chamisha. Right? What's the case? Ketzat, kegoin. Sheloi hikna loi at shetanuach b'chotzer alokeach. If he tells him, I'm not koine, the mechir is not done until it falls into the chotzer. So then, the chilul Shabbos happens when? When it's falling into the chotzer. And the mechir is done when? I tell you, I'm not koine, not when it hits my walls, but when it only falls into the chotzer. So therefore it comes at the same time. Why? The Chiv Shabbos is when it falls into the Chatzar. The Chiv Mechira is only, I said, when it's into my Chatzar. Boin Ka'achot. So they're all asking the Rambam, that if the Rambam paskins, Akira Tzerech Hanocha, so then who cares that Chilul Shabbos happened as soon as it hit? And who cares that the moment happened as soon as it, what's the name? As it hit the walls, that's already the Mechira, right? But at the end of the day, Chilul Shabbos also is then. Why? Because Akira Tzerech Hanocha. So why did the Rambam have to say, if the Rambam passed Akira Tzerech Hanocha, why did he have to say this funny scenario that the Mechira doesn't happen until it hits, until it goes into the ground and then it happens at the same time? Even if we don't say that, anytime you throw it, at the end of the day, Akira Tzerech Hanocha, Chilul Shabbos is the entire time, not just when it falls down, and therefore, if it gets sold, the Mechira happens when it hits the walls, that's part of the Akira Tzerech Hanocha, and that's Kimmel Eved Ravine. Why can the Rambam say that?
It's only according to that plot
case. Why? Wait. What's the end? Why is that? For one second, it says in the Eri, well, this halacha of Akira Tzerech Hanocha is only by Nezikin, when you break something, not when you sell something. What does he mean? That's what he says. The Meiri says that. Look at number 5. Rav Meiri Shom, Ein Oymi Makira Tzorcha Nocha Ele Nezikin. The Koresh Rayin, Avel Inyem Mechir Loi. Why? What's the reason? Seth, what's the answer?
No,
what are you saying?
Look at Halacha Al the Rambam. He clearly learns that the focus is on the Maisa, not on the...
How did he say that?
Shekola Osa Avera, She Yeshba Avon Mises Bezu Vitashlumen.
It's the Maisa Aveira.
The Maisa Aveira.
Right. It doesn't say that whether he gets. Right. Because Chayvei Misa Shoyeg again, he brings in also. Correct.
So therefore, it has to be one Maisa.
Oh. So why is it answered now?
So he doesn't hold the
half law.
So
no. So therefore, why is it good? You're right in the Rambam. Why is it correct? Says Naftali Shrub, according to my alumnus, it makes a lot of sense. If you learn that Akira Tzerech Hanocha tells me that the Chiyuv Misa starts right away, it's all one Chiyuv Misa, Yechayiv Misa, so then, if you hold Akira Tzerech Hanocha, as soon as you threw it, you're already, on top of you is already hovering a Chiyuv Misa, so even if the Mechira happens before the Hanocha, you're already the Chiyuv Misa, you should be Potter, because it comes in Aminei. Then what's the Rambam saying? Why does Rambam have to come to a funny scenario? You're right. But if you're learning Pshat in the Rambam, that you're looking at the Maisa, Akiva Tzarenocha tells me, that what's going on here? The Maisa of throwing it, Akiva Tzarenocha, that's already the Chiyuv Misa, correct? That Maisa of throwing it is the Chiyuv, that's Mechayiv Misa, correct? Says the Naftali Trump, when it comes to Mechira, Vayna Zikin, you can say, the Maisa of throwing it is the Maisa that's Mechayiv Yumamin. When you throw an arrow and it rips a shirt, so when you Chayiv Nizikin, when it rips the shirt or when you threw the arrow?
It rips the shirt.
No! What did I do? I threw the arrow. Correct? By Nizikin, by Ritzicha, by all these things. When I throw the arrow, I understand that, but where was my Maisa? Where was my Maisa when I shot the arrow? So my Maisa is the same time as the Maisa of Shabbos. That makes sense. There's Kamle Ben Ramine. Masha Enkein by Mechira, there's no Maisa that's done with me. Maisa is done with me when the other person is kinder. That's not the same time as the Chiyuv of Shabbos. So therefore, if that's the Svara of Akir Tzachanach is Allah in the Maisa's are not the same time, there's no Akir Tzachanach.
How can the Chiyuv
Mitzvah
start before the
Chiyuv Mitzvah? Wait, come on. But why Machayev when I did something? I did a damage, correct?
Okay,
so what's my Maisa? Why Machayev? What did I do?
Something stops the arrow before it ever hits the shirt.
Correct. Clearly, you need. Clearly, you need a hezek to happen. You need a hezek to happen.
No.
But my meiser, when I look at kumle d'ramine, oh, my meiser was a big thing, and my meiser was a small thing. It's when I did the meiser.
It goes back in time.
Clearly, it's when I did by nizikin. It's when I did the meiser. Correct. That meiser. My meiser of throwing the arrow is a meiser of chilul Shabbos, and it's a meiser of damage. That's kumle d'ramine. Mashenkin by Mechira, look inside the words, look inside the words over here. 6a. Ulefize are poshet. The din akira v'tzoyach anocha lo shayich ela bezorak ches. V'kori shirayim v'alichosay. Why? Kiven da achiv misa de Shabbos, da achiv momen ba'ad kiyas yishrayim, bo ba'ad mais azrika. V'al zeh shab amrin and akira tzoyach anocha. De'in on necholim l'chayiva ba'ad azrika ala shirayim, you can't be mechayiv you the fact that you threw it onto the shirt, kiven da onu mechayiv nosel mais azumisa. Because this action of throwing the arrow that you want to be mechayiv me on nizikin, that action caused me misa. So therefore, we say no. It's like you did not do the action of nizikin. You put it from nizikin because the action was an action of misa. Aval mizrei ches v'kora b'shabbos mais shirayin. 1 second. No, that's not the Rambam. Sorry. Where's this piece of Rambam? No, I don't have it over here. 1 second. Maybe it's over here. Oh, here, sorry, 7. No, I didn't have it. I thought I made copies of it. Okay, 7. B'maisa echad ikad din kam leilad b'nei afi lecha lois achi v'ein avoy sezman. D'yef she lechai v'al oisa maisa gam misa v'gam omen. Right? U'vizen is chadish. Sha'yoy rechetz v'kore shirayin potu v'shum shakir tzorech anochem. D'chivin shavi oisa maisa. It's the same action. Again, Aryeh, what's my action that I'm chayv misa? Throwing the arrow. What's my action that I'm chayv momen? Throwing the arrow. That's the same action. Can be chayv both things. Yef shel chayv momen on maisa, chayv misa. Aval legabe zroik gneivo oscha lachatzeri, ein achiyuv dal vehei mishum maisa hazrika, ela biglal shemunach b'chotzer v'konai b'chotzer. Sharim hoi nichtas ma'asim l'chotzer, gam kem hoi yekoyne. Which means, if I would have said, oh, I'm giving it to you, and somehow it goes by itself into your chaser, that's my Maisa Avera. Maisa Avera is not the throwing into your chaser. The Maisa Avera is that it ends up in your chaser. Correct? Correct? If I say, oh, sell me your stolen item. No problem. And then a little monkey comes, a little bird comes, picks it up and puts it in my chaser. Are you Chayiv Mechira?
Yeah.
Why? What are you doing? Because your Maisa is not throwing it in. You need to throw it in order that it should be kinder. But the Maisa is the fact that it's Munach B'chotzer. V'nimse, Shechiyu V'Shabbos, V'chiyu Dal V'hei, Heim Avur Shnei Maisim Shoinin. So the Chiyu V'Shabbos is for throwing it. The Chiyu Dal V'hei is not for throwing it, it's for being in the Chotzer. Chiyuv Shabbos avu ha-mais is rike, v'chiyuv dalvei avu ha-hakno. Uvishnei mais mifroidim, loy amirim al kiyuv tzarech anocha. Two separate actions, we don't say kiyuv tzarech anocha, because the whole swerve of kiyuv tzarech anocha is not a chiyuv misa versus a chiyuv mamon, it's the action. Since there are two separate actions, so therefore, if no, there's no kamei l'abinei, therefore Rambam has to come with a new case. Correct, correct. Same idea, same afro, same thing over here. Makes a lot of sense. Yisrael, you following me? No? Don't agree?
Well, I mean, it's hard to say. You wouldn't say Akira Tzorach
Anach. If the Svar and Akira...
the sheep over the fence, right? It's going to land.
Yeah.
Correct. So how can you say it's two mice in the front?
I guess because the throwing it is not part...
But how do you divorce the landing from the throwing?
How
do
you divorce learning from the Torah? If by Shabbos you don't, if by Shabbos you don't, he says, where you can say it's the same Maisa is where the throwing it is the Maisa Aveira. Or is the Maisa Mammon. When I throw the arrow,
it's one long,
that's the thing.
It it's not two separate.
I am saying, but me putting it in is not the Mechira. The Mechira is that it's in the other person's Rishus. Boharaya, if it goes in by itself, I'm also Chayiv. So you can say that's my Maisa? That's the Svara that he wants to say. You're right. It's not so what's the name, but at least there's another teretz to the Rambam, and maybe we'll do that next week. Reb Chaim has a teretz to the Rambam. It depends if the Isser Shabbos comes first or the Isser Mammon comes first. And the case over here, the Isser Shabbos comes first, or both cases Shabbos comes first. I don't know. Okay, fine, we'll discuss it next week. Anyway, but that's what comes out of here. The bottom line is we saw two pshatim in Akira Tzorech Anocha, either it's on the Chiv Mammon or it's on a Maisa. You clearly understood like that the question, the Havamina Dafla, that was clear also. We saw Rashi's Pshat and we saw the Shita Mekubetz's Pshat, two different ways of understanding the Gemara. And with that, the Naftali Trop wants to answer the Rambam. Again, it's a little nuanced, but he wants to answer the Rambam that if you learn the Chiv, so the Chiv, Akira Tzorech Anocha, you chayv misa right away. So then you're off the hook from any mominess that happens. Yes, you're a maisa, not your maisa. Like the law says, even if you go through something else, different maisa, who cares? At the end of the day, you're chayv mammon, you're chayv misa. So you put from all mammon, nothing to talk about. The Ram doesn't have to come to new case. But if you want to say, if the Turkam Ramine is, Akira Tzorech Anocha tells me, it's one maisa, the maisa that does the misa is the same maisa that does the mammon, and therefore you don't have to reconsider the mammon as if it was not a maisa done by you. So then, that's only where the Maisa moment is the Maisa. But if the moment is not the Maisa, it's the fact that it's in the Rishus, so Seth has a good question. Well, at the end of the day, it came into your Rishus because of your Maisa. So at the end of the day, it's also the same Maisa, yeah, but that's not the Maisa which is Mechai of the moment. So if it's not the Maisa, it's not Mechai of the moment, it's no different than the Haflah's case, that it's two separate Maisas, and it wouldn't be a case of Kimmel Ramine.
So that's what it is in the beginning, is that the Torah says it could be done in a different way. So therefore, we look at the whole thing differently because it can be done in a way that...
Right. By the way, that's what he says. He says that according to Shittim Kubetz's Pshat, the fact that it can be done in a different way shows it's not a Maisa. That shows it's not a Maisa. That's the whole thing. That Hadbana Achila, it shows it's not one Maisa. That's the whole thing. When you're putting it into your mouth... Right, the part that's chewing in your mouth, it cannot be done any other way. So therefore, it's all part of the same Maisa. Mashenkin over here, the fact that you don't need it, right? There's another way of getting it. So therefore, that's not the Maisa that is the same Maisa as the Maisa Misa. And therefore, there's no Kamei B'Ramine. And that would make it also easier to understand, obviously, the Rambam. So it's quite an ingenious draft, and that's all how we picked it out of the Sugya. Like that.
The gaze, it's the, I understand, mm-hmm.